The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. 99 days, Dom, till the election. 99 days.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. Crudy, happy days. Aaron, working the board. Our fair audience, you can join us. 844-967-2789.
99 beers, Dom. That's barely four cases. That wouldn't get you through a weekend. Who are you kidding?
Oh, man. It's summertime in Milwaukee, man. I get a little sick of the beer.
Michael Moore. I like Michael Moore. You know the guy. Did Bowling at Columbine, did a lot of different documentary style movies, and he's become something of a progressive, I don't know, just a star, just a guy who cares a lot about what our team's doing. And I actually admire Michael Moore because he's pragmatic enough. He's not myopic. He's not short-sighted. He actually saw the Trump presidency coming back in 2016. And unlike the so-called coastal elites, Dom, I think he's out here living in the heartland like you and I do, meeting real people, going to whatever summer fests they have in his neck of the woods. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he's very optimistic about this Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. I know I find myself as optimistic as I've been since like the emergence of Obama. Back in 08, before we even did a political show, Dom, as Michael Moore writes today, now we crush Trump. 100 days to a better world. He wrote this technically, maybe yesterday. As I write this, election day is 100 days away. Does Trump even know what happened this past week? Welcome to the new American majority, Mr. Trump. And here's how your next 100 days are going to look. Now, he writes, it took just 5 days. Nothing like it had ever happened in American history. And yet, by this past Thursday, a mere 5 days after President Biden's 1:46 p.m. Sunday afternoon announcement of him ending his re-election campaign and handing the candidacy over to Vice President Kamala Harris, the Wall Street Journal, no friend of women, people of color, young voters, the poor or working class, the Wall Street Journal, the grand oracle of capitalism, conservative ideology, and the force that is Rupert Murdoch, ran this stunning historic headline, truly one for the ages. Harris erases Trump's lead, Wall Street Journal poll finds. Kamala Harris, the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants, two genius parents, one is a Stanford economist, I didn't come from two genius parents, did I tell you about Chuck? The other, a brilliant Berkeley scientist, both active in the 1960s civil rights movement of their beloved adopted country, America, and proud to have their children be among the first to integrate a public school in California. That Kamala Harris was now in 2024 accepting the all but certain nomination to be the Democratic Party candidate for President of the United States. And Michael Moore writes, and it should be noted, the chance to become the first woman ever to hold this esteemed office. Yes, that was just 1 week ago. A euphoric nation exploded in joyful belief. And finally, the promise of the American dream was no longer just a promise nor a dream, but a roaring reality that immediately took off like a rocket. And each day this week, Dom has seen a new record set for a presidential campaign. Here are a few of the bullet points shared by Michael Moore in his column. maybe you can help me with these, Dom. A record-smashing surge of volunteers signing up across swing states. A total of 170,000 across the nation as of this morning as he wrote this, Dom.
Wow. The biggest one-day haul of a campaign of campaign contributions ever. 60% of them from first-time donors. The total overall take is more than $350 million as of today.
And $200 million of that is small-time donors. I believe $150 million came over from Joe Biden's campaign. You know, the Biden-Harris campaign, right? Dom, the largest Zoom call ever for a campaign meeting. 160,000 participants. And you know somebody didn't mute. With more than double that expected on Monday night's Women for Harris Zoom, feel free to join in. Click here. Well, we've shared the piece. If you would like to join in, click there. And the most people ever to register to vote over a 48-hour period, almost 40,000 new voters.
Whew. 85% of all convention delegates, 3,404 of them, endorsed Harris after she had been the candidate for 3 days, and all this 4 weeks before the convention even starts. Moore goes on to write, historians and political scientists agree that this level of enthusiasm is quickly is unheard of in modern American politics. Trump is furious. He's planning to sue to keep Harris off the ballot. Good luck with that. It won't work, apparently. Somewhere along the line, Trump Van Winkle must have fallen into a deep sleep and missed the memo that many white men like him also seem to miss. And here's an insight. America is no longer your America, the exclusive club for the gender missing its second X chromosome, which then makes you prone to war, violent outbursts, something called mansplaining, harassing the other gender, dying on average 6 years before that other gender, and yet still holding the majority of wealth, the property, the tea times, and most of the seats in Congress. 72% of those seats at last count are yours. Moore goes on to write, that America is being shown the door. Here's what the new America looks like. 79% of the United States is either female, 51% of the country, persons of color, 42% of the country is now Black, Brown, Asian, or Indigenous, or young adults between 18 and 39, the Gen Zs, the millennials, now make up 42% of the country, or some combination thereof, of these three demographics. This country is female, young, and not so white anymore. Not the best place to run for president if your three main personality traits are misogyny, bigotry, and sounding like everyone's Uncle Don. Oh, and then there's this, Moore writes. Here's the truth about who our fellow Americans really are. And here's a list nobody had bothered to show you because, well, you need to keep perpetuating our own belief that we're stuck living in a white Christian nationalist conservative redneck deep-fried Oreo-loving country when, in fact, the vast bulk of the United States is not like that anymore. 69% of Americans support legal abortion. 72% of Americans don't own a gun. 90% of the country wants more gun control laws. 72% of us believe the climate crisis is real. 71% of all Americans approve of labor unions. 79% of us insist the rich must pay more in taxes. 76% want a higher minimum wage. 70% of all voters believe marijuana should be legal. 73% of the country wants student loan debt relief. 74% of Americans want more affordable homes. 65% support term limits on all Supreme Court justices. 84% want free pre-K and 3K. 69% support same-sex marriage. 65% want Americans want to end the Electoral College. 89% of Americans oppose gerrymandering. 70% of us are demanding a permanent ceasefire in Gaza now. 72% of all Americans want money removed from politics. And 70% of millennials said they would likely vote for a socialist candidate. That is who we are, Michael Moore writes.
Dom, I'm going to continue this because I want people to hear this. You know, it's hard to find time to read every opinion piece, but Michael Moore, I like this guy. Mr. Trump, how do you expect to win when what you believe is the opposite of what more than two-thirds of the country believes regarding many of the major issues of the day? You are running as a right-wing wackadoodle. I'd say he's downright weird, Dom. In a country that has seriously become more open and progressive, the majority of Americans hate, and Michael Moore uses all caps, hate what you stand for. Just look at those poll numbers I listed above. Those percentages don't come from me. They come from Gallup, the Associated Press, Pew Research, CNN, and others. They came from the American people. And finally, one last powerful fact. The Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections. Since 1988, the American people have made it abundantly clear. They don't want a Republican running the country. The only reason we're stuck with Bush and Trump is because the founders created the Electoral College in order to appease the slave states and try to avoid a civil war, and that seemed to work out okay. But here's the kicker. The majority of these 3 groups, women, young people, people of color, vote Democratic in every election. The statistics don't lie. 51% of women are Democrats, 61% of young people, 83% of African Americans. Those facts alone should guarantee that Democrats hold a majority of political power in the United States. But as long as there is gerrymandering, we've had that problem here in Wisconsin, Dom, the Electoral College and voter suppression, the concept of one person, one vote majority rule, the singular underpinning of true democracy, is sadly missing, as the democracy is still yet to be realized. So, Dom, what are the takeaways here? It's quite simple.
Curdy, there are more of us than there are of them. We are now the majority. We are a liberal nation. We're going to elect the first woman, a black woman, no less, to be the president of the United States. And what could possibly go wrong? Well, there's a little list of there, too. We will perhaps hold on to that till the next segment. Because there are some things that could go wrong, as Michael Moore writes. You can find that on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Oh, if you tweet it out at Devil Radio, or if you go to michaelmoore.com. But he does articulate some things that could happen. The only way Trump can win is if liberals and Democrats stay home.
Well, I don't intend to let that happen. Not in the perhaps most important swing county. Well, it's not a swing county, but it helps swing the entire state of Wisconsin, man. I'm right here in Dane County. We're going to turn in the overvote out of Madison and Dane. That, I promise you. And the rest of you, you can come along for the ride. We need you all. We need all the blue votes. I'm not even pretending like this is fair and balanced over here, Dom.
No.
We're in it to win it, man. Kamala or bust. Dems or bust. Don't let them bust it on us, Dom.
We're totally fair, man. We call them as we see them. The Republicans, their reaction to all of this has been misogynistic, it's been racist, and it's been downright weird.
I was going to say, don't forget weird. More it's Devils. Been weird. Keep it weird. Listen to the Devils. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I have been monitoring the text line. You know I do. I told the story earlier. I always chastise you for wearing flip-flops, the shoes that prepare you for nothing that life can throw at you.
So
and yet,
wrong.
Today I find myself out here toe-crushing myself with bar stools on my open-toed sandals, something that I heartily disagree with. And someone picked up on the theme. Crudy, oh, wait, sandals, not flip-flops. I was going to say you have to turn in your man card, but sandals are okay. You're forgiven. See? It's all different. Sandals.
No. Are you wearing socks with your sandals, Crudy?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? I just want to be
open
clear.
Open toe. No, they okay. Might have helped cushion the bar stool falling yeah. On my, not my little baby wee all the way home toe, but, you know, sort of that pointer middle toe. Oh, that thing hurt. Tracy from Johnson's Creek says, you guys rock. And Trump's ear is a miracle ear. Apparently he grew back his ear because, you know, he had said it was half blown off, but now it's okay. It's all good.
Fine. Yeah.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks. He's the greatest ear healer of all time. I mean, some of these wrestlers from high school, they still got the cauliflower ears. Not Trump.
Right?
Not
no,
Trump.
No. He's fine.
Someone also shared with us, I didn't know you could tweet us pictures, but people find a way to do so. And it was Joe Biden I guess, in sort of an Olympic tracksuit, handing off the baton. And I think it's either Kamala or Snoop Dogg, one or the other. But I think it's Kamala receiving the baton. She's wearing the 24. But Joe Biden's sort of got the DNA dad Chuck Kentucky waterfall old man mullet going on in this.
Oh, nice.
And this visual representation. It's a little off-putting.
He's relaxed. He's taking it easy, man. Grow the hair out. Let your hair down, Joe.
Here's one or two more, and then we'll get to the phone lines. Again, 844-967-2789 works as a phone line or a text line, but it's really only Crudy monitoring the text line, just for the record. Here's one coming in from the 920. You said, and I did say this last week, Dom, that J.D. Vance said his and Usha's couple name in college was Judd Usha. Because they were both studying law? What? Well, I don't know if he claimed it so much as that was reported of them. It's like the real-life Big Bang Theory. I did not watch that. Although I do appreciate the young Sheldon once in a blue moon. It's like a real-life Big Bang Theory with this guy, with him being a combo of all the Leonard Sheldons, Rogers, and Howie's quirky faults. What a weirdo. He's like the bully sidekick in all the movies. And he has that weird George W. Bush laugh. Weird. Yes, weird. A theme with the Republicans these days, Dom. But one more chastisement from the audience. But we have to be careful not to bash the guy too much. Because Trump might replace him with Nikki Haley or Marco Rubio. And they're much less weird and much more competent. I think if we got to know him a little bit better, we might decide otherwise.
Find something otherwise.
Now, there are some very long ones here. I don't read the long ones all the time. Scan them more. You know, if you send me half a novel, I'm not reading.
Not going to happen.
I'm not reading War and Peace on the Air. I'm sorry. Anyways, lots of good text. More to read, but some I haven't read ahead on, and I don't always trust all you texters to do the right thing.
Just a couple more points from the Michael Moore. I'm not going to read all of this, but why? The only way Trump can win is if liberals and Democrats stay home. Why would that happen? The unthinkable, a certain skill set that meant Democrats repeated ad infinitum would have to take place. For example, a couple of these. He has 4 points. One, Harris starts taking centrist positions in order not to offend anyone. Two, Harris continues Biden's embrace of Netanyahu and America's funding of and the arming of the slaughter in Gaza. Moore notes that Michigan has 200,000 registered Muslim voters and 300,000 Michiganders are of Middle Eastern or North African descent. Number three, if Vice President Harris appoints Josh Shapiro as her vice presidential candidate, apparently Shapiro said it was anti-Semitic for anyone to join a boycott, disinvestment and sanctions movements against Israel. So Michael Moore, not a big fan of choosing Shapiro as a vice presidential candidate. And finally, if Harris would decide to do the bidding of the wealthy who are lining up with big checks, he points out Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn, gave $7 million, apparently wants her to remove Linda Kahn, the head of the FTC. So those are the concerns as Michael Moore concludes. So as I see it, the only way we can lose, if too many people sense it's the same old political hoo-ha, the Democratic vote will be seriously depressed. Millions will stay stuck in their despair, and all of this may lead to a Trump victory. This must not happen. The overwhelming jolt of joy from this last week must continue, but with action. And that's where you and I come in. In my next letter to you, writes Michael Moore, I will reveal the blueprint playbook battle plan for what we millions, the majority, must do over these next 100 days. Stay tuned to the Devil's Advocates as well as michaelmoore.com.
We will share the plan, Michael Moore's plan. Because I like a man with the plan, Dom.
99 days, man.
Few more. Matt from Germantown asks, why is there no current movement to eliminate the Electoral College? Well, we talk about it occasionally. Annie from Watertown says, miracle year, a new marketing opportunity, ? Because you know how Trump likes to grift. Our friend Bryant from Madison. I am maintaining my Madison address so I can vote blue. I currently live in the reddest of red Washington County, so I'm the only chocolate chip in the cookie. My vote would mean nothing there if I changed my address. Go blue, no matter who. And Brian, I believe the other day, also texted in and said it hurts when Crudy pronounces Kamala's name. Am I mispronouncing it?
No, it's Kamala.
Kamala.
We normally, Kamala. Yeah, I think that's how I've learned to pronounce it.
Well, Brian, I guess you must have a discerning, persnickety ear. But I don't know what I'm doing wrong, so I can't change it. You're going to have to call in. Try dialing, Brian. Oh, by the way, CJ, I see you in the queue. 844-967-2789. Our friend Bryant has threatened or volunteered to Foxy Box you anytime, any place, man. CJ, you're his huckleberry if you want to be. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates, taking your texts, your phone calls, your bright ideas right here. Just don't be too weird. Talking to you, CJ. 844-967-2789.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm happy, Dom. It's a happier happy hour. We're rolling through it.
Yeah, baby.
It's beautiful here in glorious Madison, Wisconsin, my hometown. And Dom, I've been checking the tax lines. I'm going to share a few more if you don't mind. Kamala, like Kamala. Lynn Bauer, she says simple, Kamala,
Kamala.
Crudy, simple, Kamala, Kamala. Thank you, Lynn. She actually sent me, you know, like Kamala, so I could figure
out. Well, I did see, I believe it was Emhoff, maybe when he was in, perhaps in northern Wisconsin recently, because, you know, the Trumpsters, and maybe it was even Trump himself, having difficulty, perhaps purposefully or not, pronouncing Kamala's name. And the second gentleman made some reference to, well, don't even worry about it. You can just call her Madam President.
I like that. Here's another one. Are you taking bets on when Republicans are going to start calling Dems weird? Like they just came up with it. You know, because they often project, right? No, you're the weird party. I bet you Scott Walker is the first one to broach weird Dems.
He's a weirdo too, man.
Steve from Milwaukee notes on the text line, Congress sucks. You know they won't even listen to reason, especially coming from Joe Biden to reform the Supreme Court. Well, maybe one more, because I still see you waiting in the queue, CJ. Cam says, my money's on CJ answering half your question, then getting distracted, repeating something vaguely anti-Semitic, and then blaming you for it. Yeah. That's a pretty specific prediction. 844-967-2789. CJ, you've been invoked. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Well, as I listen to you on this honeymoon with Kamala, the borders are, oh yeah, now she's not the borders are. It'll be like Mandela Barnes. When the voters find out what she stands for and how extreme radical left she is of Joe Biden, they'll figure it out.
Do you have an example of those extreme radical leftist ideals, CJ, that you think everyone's going to reject?
I got all kinds of them. You want me to list them?
Give us your top three.
Okay, well, let's start with how about open border? How about that?
That's not her avocation, CJ. No, come on, dude.
Allowing.
If you told me she wanted to take your plastic straw, I would say, yes, she does. If you told me she wanted to reduce your red meat intake, at some point she advocated for that. But if you're telling me her advocacy is for open borders, you lie. She never said that.
How about this one? opposes school choice. How about
Mike Mandela
Barnes wants to defund the police? How about support sanctuary cities? How about national gun registration? How about opposes parents' rights? How about how about eliminate fracking? How about free health care for illegal immigrants? How about eliminate
Medicare for all, and she stated that anyone here,
including illegal.
Well, she said they're all humans, CJ.
Illegal, undocumented immigrants.
They're humans, CJ. So are you suggesting letting...
They broke the law. They broke the law.
I break the law every day, CJ. You're breaking the law speeding down the highway right now, dude.
But you're okay with that because...
If they need health care, yes, I would be okay providing health care to immigrants from another country that didn't have a legal status. Yes. I would be okay with that.
My God. CJ, well, there you go.
Have someone die in the streets because of their legal status?
They broke the law coming here.
I understand that. You can answer my question, sir.
Do you let people die in prison, the prisoners, because they've broken the law, CJ? By your logic, anyone that broke the law, the only deserved punishment is death.
How about the fact that the president, for now...
Come on, man. You're not wiggling off the hook that easy, CJ.
Oh, we're talking about... You brought up and you were very concerned about the fact that, it must cost... money if someone who's here has outstayed their visa and they get in a car accident and they don't have insurance, do you think that the hospitals should not treat them and let them die because of their insurance status?
Well, no, they will treat them. Obviously, they'll treat them. But
do you think that should be the case?
They shouldn't be here. What about the...
CJ, that can't afford health care?
Can you say Lakin Riley?
Lakin Riley. But so what?
Lakin Riley. Okay, yeah. And go on.
But CJ, you're talking about one human being that died because of the actions of someone that was here without legal status. But if you look at the overall conduct of this supposed criminal... community, which are really people seeking asylum often from bad conditions in another country. They walked halfway across South America to try and give their children a better life, CJ. You know what they're not coming here to do? Break campaign finance laws or go vote twice or really to do anything other than try to survive in a very tough circumstance in a foreign land.
CJ, you realize most of the crime are most of the I want to be clear here, and I'll give you a chance to respond before I move on. My understanding of the crime statistics is that those folks that are here without legal status commit less crime on average than American citizens do.
Do you accept that as fact, CJ?
Do you accept that as fact?
What's that? You talk over me. I can't tell.
I'll restate. Those folks here without legal status commit crimes on a less of a percentage of their population than American citizens do. Do you accept that?
They broke the law, and yes, they would.
All right. Well, 844-967-2789. Good try, CJ. Keep it up, brother. Keep it weird, man. Lisa from Middleton, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us, Lisa?
Hey, guys. Crudy, I worry about you when you talk to CJ. I think one of these days you're going to have a stroke, man.
If it hasn't happened yet, it won't happen.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
All right. Yeah, well, I have 2 points to make. One, I got to follow up on CJ. Lakin Riley, fine. CJ, can you name any of the kids who died at Uvalde or Sandy Hook or going all the way back to Columbine? Probably not, but those were all, homegrown terrorists doing that work.
But those are American citizens killed by other American citizens with American guns, Lisa. That's apparently more acceptable.
That's right. That's A-okay with them. But regarding the honeymoon for Kamala Harris and what's going to happen if people start to realize that she's, a little more radical than Joe Biden is?
I prefer progressive, but go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling you, do not forget how mad women are about the treatment that Hillary Clinton got in 2016. I was one of the people who attended that 160,000 person Zoom meeting, the White Women Answer the Call, last Thursday. I'm going to be one of the women on the national call organizing for Kamala. Do not forget that women are going to turn out in huge numbers to try to elect our first woman president. And I don't think the honeymoon is going to end. So that's my two cents. Thanks, guys.
Well, Lisa, we're counting on you. You know, we're depending. Up, yeah. Democracy is depending on your actions. You and your
women
friends.
Get stuff done. Let's just put it that way, Lisa. Thank you for the call.
Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post. This a interesting headline. I'm going to pivot here. Trump and Vance seem ready to offend as many women voters as possible.
Yes.
She writes in the subheadline, their misogyny is off the charts, especially now that Vice President Harris tops the Democratic ticket. I wonder if other women are noticing. Jennifer Rubin at the Post writes, if you wanted to design a presidential ticket most likely to offend women voters, you would pick as the presidential nominee an adjudicated rapist, someone caught bragging about sexually assaulting women, and who comes from a history of demeaning and insulting women. You could make it someone who mused about punishing women for having an abortion and who boasts about taking away women's bodily integrity. I think she's talking about Trump.
I think so.
Then for vice president, you would find someone who has implied women should stay in abusive relationships. He denies that what he meant, but listen for yourself. Wants to ban abortion, even in the cases of rape and incest. Favors a federal response to prevent women from traveling to states where abortion is legal. Accuses single women, you know, the childless cat ladies, of lacking a stake in America's future. Votes against protection for in vitro fertilization and wants higher taxes for childless people. He later said he had not meant to offend cats.
I'm sorry if you're offended.
Meow. Well, that's the MAGA Republican Party ticket of convicted felon and former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. Trump having normalized overtly racist speech and demonization of immigrants during his campaigns and presidency. You'd never know it talking to CJ.
No.
Now seems bent on making misogyny acceptable as well. A little bit more here. Indeed, the MAGA movement's anti-woman outlook relies on a whole pseudo-academic underpinning to justify relegating women to the home as baby-making machines. She quotes, Vance, along with his new right fellow travelers, is about to introduce voters to a more conceptual take on sexism, one which many women, and indeed many men, might find even more alarming. Laura Field wrote last week for Politico, Field detailed the right-wing groups that have concocted a philosophical framework to propound, and she quotes, a deep skepticism about modern feminism and gender equality. Its aim is to roll back much of feminism's gains. What Rush Limbaugh used to call them? Feminazis, Dom?
Yeah, we hear some of the righties, oh, you know, the feminist movement, they're communists, Crudy. I'll jump in here. Rubin goes on to write, their declaration for a revival of faith, family, and fertility comes straight from the fascism playbook, which historically has sought to domesticate women and put them under the thumb of their fathers and husbands. Quote, control over female bodies in the name of population growth is a through line of authoritarianism, as are persecutions of LGBTQ plus individuals, writes historian Ruth Ben Gate. In Europe and America, the century-long focus of the far right on the demographic emergency supposedly created by declines of white birth and upticks in not white immigration have created support for controls on female bodies. She continues, these controls are predicated on negating the personhood of women and consigning them to roles as vessels of population growth. Yeah, I think they made a book and a movie about that, or an HBO special. From the Great Replacement Theory to abortion bans, the Make America Great Again movement echoes past demographic freakouts and accompanying efforts to dominate women. As they put it, the MAGA crew, like its intellectual ancestors, insists that for, quote, white Christian civilization to continue, women must be deprived of reproductive rights and demeaned, disciplined, and criminalized if they resist. Handmaid's Tale, anyone? Well, you don't have to rely on historians. Project 2025, which Vance has championed it and many close Trump advisors put together, explicitly commits to restore the centrality of a male-headed, heterosexual family with children. A quote, families composed of a married mother, father, and their children are the foundation of a well-ordered nation and healthy society. Now, Rubin writes, running through every policy recommendation, the plan gives preference to the quote-unquote traditional family, often called healthy family, deeming all other family units as unnatural. The 900-page manifesto declares, it's time for policymakers to elevate family authority, formation, and cohesion as their top priority and even use government power, including through the tax code, to restore the American family, reads the manifesto. It says the Secretary of Health and Human Services should proudly state that men and women are biological realities that are crucial to the advancement of life sciences and medical care, and that married women and men are the ideal natural family structure because all children have a right to be raised by the men and women who conceived them. No wonder Vance disparages blended families. Folks, we don't disparage you. 844-967-2789.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those
back
nice young men.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines, 844-967-2789. Aaron, you know, that reminds me, like when I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio. Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento, played
that thing. Yeah, man, that's where I got my radio chops.
I figured it'd be appropriate for talking about Donald Trump and, you know, the weird crazies that we've got.
Indeed.
Callers, be patient. We'll get to you in just a moment. I want to throw out a statement made today by Joe Biden. We already played the president talking about Supreme Court reform propositions. And I also mentioned the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said effectively dead on arrival. And so Biden was on the tarmac at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, and he was asked about the statement from the Louisiana lawmaker, you know, the Speaker of the House. Dead on arrival, Biden said, that's what he is. After reporters asked for clarification whether he was talking about Johnson, he said, he is dead on arrival. It's unclear what Biden meant exactly. Some commentators on social media tried to parse it, each with their own various theories on what the president was trying to say. He means in November, Johnson will be out if Dems get the House back. Is that what he meant? Some MAGA commenters, however, chose a darker interpretation, suggesting that this was a threat of violence. Our commander-in-chief just threatened to take out the Speaker of the House, claimed Margot Cleveland, correspondent for the far-right outlet, The Federalist. I hear Vicky has guests from The Federalist on with some frequency.
Well, I mean, if that were to be the case, and I don't believe that is the case, but wouldn't he have the right to do so now that they've given all these new powers by the U.S. Supreme Court? You are now a king, King Biden.
Jonathan Greenberg, a former strategist with AIPAC, had a different take. Here's Wiley Hill veteran Joe Biden using the old I'm rubber, you're glue strategy. I know you are, but what am I? You know, speaking of strange statements, the former president, Donald Trump, made a strange statement of questionable intent over the weekend that, you know, vote for me and then you don't ever have to vote again. Something of that effect. I don't want to paraphrase it. I want to play it. Going to need your help, Aaron. Here is what Trump said, and Dom, I have my own interpretation, but let the people hear Trump at his rally over the weekend and see what you think he means.
And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote.
Donald Trump just threatened to fix the election.
You don't have to vote again?
Did he say, I'm not Christian?
I'm not Christian. I mean, that's
can we see if we can find that part again? I want to hear that part again. That should draw more attention. I mean, the you don't have to vote again in 4 years. Now, my broad interpretation
is he a secret Muslim?
He's probably closer to you. Atheist, agnostic at best, although I don't think he's put deep thought into it. Aaron, do we have that part? Let's play it again.
Christians, I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian. I love you. Get out.
I love you, Christians. I'm not Christian.
He puts his hand on his chest and nods no, like confirming, no, I didn't mishear that. He's saying, I'm not Christian.
I just need you, all you, my beautiful Christians, vote for me. I'll fix everything.
And you'll never have to vote again. What do you think he meant by that, Tom?
I mean, this guy's so weird, man. Well, number one, he's not a Christian. So maybe he's saying he's agnostic or atheist, as you mentioned. My impression is that he's trying to tell his Christian voters, all my beautiful Christians, that he will do such a fine job when he gets back into office that they will never have to go to the polls again because everything will be fixed because he's such a great guy. That's my impression.
I had a slightly different take. My take, Crudy's take on Trump's intent behind the statement.
Crudy's cut.
Is that Trump was basically saying, I only love you for your votes. I only want you for your votes. And I don't care if you ever vote again because I'm only on the ballot one more time. Either I'm winning or I'm going to prison. So I need you sweet, blessed Christians, which I am not one of you.
I am not a Christian.
I've never heard him make that statement. That sort of undermines his whole candidacy, does it not?
You would think, but
Jesus says Trump should drop out.
The imperfect vessel. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to justify voting for a guy like Donald Trump and, pick yours.
Well, it's one thing to say I am a sinner, but quite another to say I am not a Christian.
I am not a Christian. So I've had this conversation multiple times and with you, Crudy, also, an atheist or agnostic will never get elected president. Well, apparently we already had one. Donald Trump said he's not a Christian. No, he didn't say he belongs to any other religion. And I'm sure the self-worship doesn't really count, right? So
are you sure, man? When you are the head of the cult, can you not claim yourself as God? I mean, is that a tax? Can you? I'm sure he's tried to utilize that on his taxes before.
Why not? Wow,
if you
Christians.
Declare yourself.
Would you ever vote for non-Christian Christians? That's a really interesting question.
I'm not clear. Thank you to our fine guest way back in hour one. You should be listening to all 3 hours. If you missed Chuck Kwala, check him out on the podcast. You could find that at darnwy.com. And come back. We'll do it again for you on Tuesday. And our buddy, Tim Slecker, is coming in here. He's in Madison. He's in studio tonight. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils next. Keep it weird, everyone. Less so than the Republicans, though. Thank you.